So we are continuing on in our review or study of the Canons of Dort, celebrating the 400th anniversary of this creation of this document. We have already covered positively the teaching on what does the Bible have to say about the corruption of man, that man is totally depraved in Adam, has fallen in Adam, and is fallen in all aspects of his being. And also the work of the Holy Spirit in converting us to God and how that came about. So now, again, the reason for this teaching was because of the request of some pastors in Holland who wanted to teach. And if you notice, some of the things that they wanted to teach is quoted here in our paragraph number 7. And if you notice, the focus is on the word advising. Did you catch that as John was reading that? That the grace whereby we are converted to God is only, notice the word only, a gentle advising. Okay, notice that, gentle advising. So it's not an advising that's powerful. It's that of a gentle or a soft spoken message. It's God coming alongside and giving information, but not God actually doing anything to the individual. Again, they go into much details about this consistent advising is most in harmony with man's nature, and there is no reason why this advising grace alone should not be sufficient to make the natural man spiritual. But it does not, notice that, God does not produce the consent of the will. So God is, his involvement in salvation is only minimally understood. God is only a friend coming alongside. It is all up to you. Notice it says, in man's nature, salvation ultimately comes from the exercise of the will of man. And also they are arguing that man's will is unfallen and ultimately the determinative factor in salvation. But the response to this is, well, this is nothing more than Pelagian. Okay? And if you understand who Pelagius was and what he taught, this was condemned. His teaching of there's no effect of the fall of Adam on mankind. Man is a blank slate and there's no depravity in man, and it's up to him to earn his salvation through good works. This was rejected by the church from generations before. It is contrary to the Bible, because the Bible says that God takes dead people and brings them to life. When you're dead, you don't have a choice. You don't choose. Dead people don't choose. And it is the work of the Lord that brings a dead person to life. As Jonah learned, salvation is of the Lord. Notice the passage there in Ezekiel. A new heart also I give you. Notice that. And a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Right there, four I wills in that one verse. God gives a new heart. God puts it in you, a new spirit. God gives you a heart of flesh. That is the work of God. It is not simply God being passive and wooing you. It is God sovereignly showing his mercy to you in taking you from being dead to being alive. This is what the scriptures teach, and this is why the synod rejected, among other things, this request to teach these errors. Again, the statement that I said earlier, these things are not only back then, 400 years ago. It's still being taught today, these errors. And so this document is as beneficial to us today as it was 400 years ago.